Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon. You're listening to PWN Radio, Women in the Morning, broadcasting women-owned radio shows 7 days a week, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. I am your host, Franciele Daly, and you're listening to Mommy Mondays on Full-Time Mom Radio. Full-Time Mom is your village, supporting moms just like you with everyday struggles and happiness and just everything that we go through as moms, right? So thank you so much for listening to us every Mommy Monday. If you want to join in on the conversation, please call us at 602-753-1726. Again, the number is 602-753-1726. And if you're listening to us on demand, because I totally get it that, you know, noontime may not work for you, but maybe at like 9 or 10 o'clock at night, you got the kids to sleep and you need to unwind and listen to some motivational and inspirational support from our mommy experts. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to listen to us. So there's so much happening over here in my world, and I could just imagine what's going on over there with you guys. I hope everybody had a really, really, really awesome, happy Halloween, regardless if you were able to go out or not. Over here in Chicago, we literally had snow. And my thing is, hey, we had tons of Elsas running around, so they totally brought the frozen Halloween. That's how I'm looking at it, and I'm sticking to that story. and it just, I think it's really funny. I don't know if you guys have gone through that or if your kids were just set. Like, I want to be Elsa or I want to be Anna for Halloween. And if that's the case, all power to you guys, like for your kids being able to stick. Because my daughter, I think, pretty much changed. I'm thinking 5 times in the last week. We had a Halloween party that Saturday going into Halloween, and she was the bride of Frankenstein. So she went and did you know, she dresses that. She looked great. And then for Halloween, they had they were going to have a parade at school, and they canceled it due to the weather, and she ended up being a scary princess. So in all reality, she got to, you know, be a couple things, and that was pretty fun. It was really fun, especially because I got to do her makeup and just really, you know, create from, like, just really be with her. And it was just really, really fun. So I could just imagine everybody else's experiences and the costumes and just all that. And we had some really great pictures on our full-time mom group page on Facebook. And it was just really fun to see just like the after. I know there are some people that put, you know, all the candy that they got. And in all reality, my daughter didn't even have to go up and down the block because we went a block and a half and then we were done. My husband and I, we were like soaked and she was soaked and we were just like, we need to get in because it was hailing and it was just not very fun at all to be out there. So we only went a block and a half, got probably half a bag of candy, and then it was great. Other than that, she came home from school with literally 2 gallon bags of candy and treats and chips and everything you can possibly imagine that maybe she shouldn't be eating, but that's kind of how Halloween is, right? All this candy laying around everywhere. So it was nice. At least she didn't kind of get cheated out. So that was really great. And other than that, I mean, it was just back to back with the Halloween and then school and just really getting her focused for, you know, the beginning of the week. And then Friday was just really nice because the teachers know that the kids just want to get out and, you know, be in their costumes and eat tons of candy. So that was fun. And I think it was really interesting this whole week. Her teacher did something creative with them. So I know they did like a spider, but you're able to eat it during snack time. So it was like pretzels and like some type of chocolate thing, you know, to make the spider. And it was just really fun. Like what I've been doing, instead of just saying, hey, how was school today? When I pick her up, I have been really just saying, hey, like, what are the 3 things that you really loved about school today? And it gives us an opportunity to talk for at least 20 to 30 minutes, just about the different things that she's up to. She'll share, like, if she had gym that day, or computers, or music, or whatever the case may be. And I think that's really fun to be able to really listen in, and just see where, really, how was her school day versus kind of making it up, or just saying, hey, how's school? And then she just says good, and then it ends there. So that's something I kind of put into place about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, and it's been really great. Like, I think, even when something's bothering her, that there are some things with recess, and she was telling me about just, some things with the girls, and she's in first grade, so there's shouldn't be any drama or anything like that. And kids will be kids, so it's just really nice to be able to connect with her and for her to share those things with me versus saying, yeah, it was okay, mom, and then end it there, and then she's off to the next thing. So, just try different little things with your kids and see, what works, what doesn't work. This could be something that does work, so give it a try. I mean, you get the rest of the week, and there's so many things out there. So it's what works for you. And that's the main thing, is that's why I bring on these amazing experts in motherhood and parenting and just time management and just really saving that dollar and things like that. So that you can try it on. It's not that it's going to work, but that you can try it on. I think it's really, really, really important. So once again, I hope everybody had a wonderful Halloween, and then the weekend that just passed, I hope everybody enjoyed the changing of the hour. I kind of like it. I feel that I'm getting a little bit more sleep, even though I'm going to sleep kind of the same time. Regardless, it feels different to me. Some people may not like it, especially if you get the little ones, the babies in the house, and you have them on a nap schedule. It may be tough. Just remember, consistency is very, very important, and just stay with it, regardless if it's going to be a little frustrating or not. So that's that, and yeah, I just super, 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 super excited about our guest today. She's actually a very good friend of mine, and she's part of a really great organization, an entrepreneur club that we're part of. And just talk about really being out there and providing just the support for beauty and just, sometimes I think our outside image is so important to us as women that we kind of forget about really working on our inner self. And with our guest today, she really goes beyond just the outside image. It's something very inner, and that's one of the reasons I'm so excited that she's with us today. And let me just pull up a few things here so I can go ahead and introduce her. And she's just doing so many great things, so I just don't want to miss anything. I don't want to miss anything, so let me get this up and running. Okay, so her name is Phyllis Beinstein, and she is just on a mission to serve others by helping them transform on the inside, step into their greatness, and out with confidence and a personal image that fits their personality, lifestyle, and environment. Phyllis combines 30 years of experience in modeling, makeup artists, electrical engineering, program management, mom, and entrepreneur to create her transformational image company, Transformation. She connects with those who want to be organized, confident, stylish, and successful through embracing who they are. Phyllis helps men and women take their business or careers to the next level, combined with their fashion image to create their own signature style. Her clients are enhanced from their expertise with a new total business to image package and ready to be unstoppable. And as she says, elevate your image and elevate your paycheck. So let me go ahead and chime her in so you guys can meet her and we can get this conversation rolling. Phyllis, are you there?
I am. Hi.
Hi, Phyllis. How are you?
Great. How are you today?
Good. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I was just going over how we, I think we sometimes kind of focus so much on our outer image that we kind of forget about ourselves, like our inner. And I think that's the best part about what you do is that you focus on the both, both elements. And you, I mean, I've been to a few of your gatherings and it's been so much fun. I mean, just the transformation you do, like on the outside, but then what happens to that person in the inside. I think that's the most funnest part of what you do.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm passionate about it. So, when women feel good about themselves and embrace who they are, they're unstoppable.
Yeah, I totally, totally agree. Well, why don't you start by just kind of introducing, who you are? I know you're a mom and you have an amazing story of just how you got to where you are. Let's start there.
Okay. So, growing up, my dad was a mathematician, my mom was a nurse. I'm kind of a blend of both of them, but I'm kind of an anomaly. I've always had that tech side. My dad was always drilling me on my math tables, so I became good at math. My mom was always taking me to the theater. We lived just outside of Philadelphia, so we got to see all the off-Broadway plays as soon as they came. I was a ballerina, like so many little girls are. And I really just learned to love the arts. And I did modeling in high school, makeup artist, for all the plays that I was both in and I supported. And then when it came time to go to college, my dad said he would only support me if I went into the technical field. And so, of course, I went into engineering, got my degree in engineering, but I always had this passion to, a passion for fashion. And what I saw when I entered the workforce was that, women take care of everybody else, especially moms. I worked my whole career and I had 4 kids in 5 years. So my kids are now between the ages of 19 and 25. And I
Wow.
noticed that women spent so much time as moms. I don't know how many times I went, to work with snow up on my suit and everything else, but I noticed that the women were really frazzled and they just needed to really take some time out for them and feel good about themselves, because you can't take care of other people if you yourself aren't taken care of. So that's where I started to think, I need to help some of these women. I do work with men and women in my image company, but I have a soft spot for moms and working moms and single moms and women in transition, because I like to give back. And that's where my true paycheck of the heart comes from, is helping those women with maybe one little tiny pick me up or tiny change that really helps them, feel good about themselves.
Right. Yeah, I think that's really
So
huge.
just kind of evolve.
Yeah, totally. I've been, to a couple of your events and just, when we did that seals, you just did one little thing and talk about pick me up. The two women that were there, I felt like they were totally picked up. So I can
Right.
totally see just that one little thing, what it does. So that's awesome.
And some women can't think outside the box, unless you help them maybe with a new lip color, or I do a lot with helping women dress for their body type. It's making that one little change that, can put them over the top with feeling confident and better about themselves.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Thank you.
So you have 4 kids and you have them in 5 years. So just, I mean, they're older now, so they can kind of, I'm sure they still lean on you in times of, when they need you. But, just when you were raising them, like, how did you do it all? And I mean, I could just imagine just all the different challenges you had.
It was challenging, and at one point, all 4 kids went to 4 different schools, I got divorced when they were very, very little. So it's kind of like a single mom. And, you know, I just really had to prioritize, you know, what was important. And then having two girls, my two girls were older, you know, making them look good and feel good. All my kids look good and feel good. I know I had a part-time job. The only time I could squeeze in, I did stock from like 10 to 1 in the morning at Woodfield Mall working for Gymboree years ago. It was a social outlet for me, but my kids were always dressed great because I got, you know, great clothes from there. So, you know, you as a mom especially, you pick and choose what's important. So I know when I was growing up, my mother never let me wear jeans to school. She always had me in a little dress or something really cute. And, you know, I tried to do that to my kids also to get them off to a great start and making them feel good about themselves. So, you know, it was just what was important to me. I tried to show them and then, you know, on to other people.
Okay. Yeah.
It was hard. It was hard with
four little
kids.
Yeah, no, I can imagine.
It absolutely was.
Yeah, especially.
And I guess
I
the
mean,
funniest
with...
part about dressing up was, you know, American girls were really big back then. I guess they still are. You know, one of the funniest things was we'd be ready to go somewhere, and one of my girls would go, "Oh no, we can't leave. My doll's not dressed." Well, you know, I made sure that all the girls were dressed, the boys were dressed, they had their coats, their gloves, everything on, and then we were suspended because we had to dress the dolls.
That's cute. They are still very popular. They even have like these different types of I wouldn't say cafes, but just places you can go to and have like a party and dress them up and have like tea parties, but it's not
they did a few of those
place. Yeah, and they're so much fun. So I mean, my daughter's 6 going on 7, so I'm like starting to experience probably what you've gone through, right? So
right.
but it really fun. That's amazing. This how you had to really look at your schedule and see what you could fit in. And I think that's really, you know, one thing that we have been talking on a couple shows is, you know, just really looking at your schedule and being able to not like be so into it that it stresses you out, but have some type of guideline so that it helps. And look at your schedule and, you know, look at it week by week so that you kind of have an idea of like, okay, well, this is coming up or I need to fit this in. How can I, you know, maybe put dinner at a different time or, you know, or just go do the groceries at a different time or whatever it may be. So
right. That's
what sounded like that you had to really manage your time in such a way where they knew that you were there for them, right? Because you were going through
right.
a very difficult transition, but then also, like it worked for you too, so that you weren't like pulling your hair out of your head.
Right. Yeah. And then about halfway through that, I was a beauty consultant with Mary Kay Cosmetics. I still am as the makeup I use. And I love helping women feel good with that also. And, you know, I'll never forget my girls used to have their own little spa parties. They just take my sample book you know, they put their hair up in a towel and have fun. So I picked and choose what I did it that I thought would benefit, you know, not only myself, but, you know, my family as well.
Yeah, definitely. That's awesome. And you said they're between the ages of, what was it again? I just wanted to write that down.
My kids are, my boys are 19 and 20. My girls are 23 and 24. And then my husband has two as well, which are 27 and 37. The one only lived with us for a little bit.
Okay. Wow, that's amazing. So I just, maybe if there's any single moms listening, I just, you know, there's been so many, like, really great stories that have come out of, like, the struggle and just different transitions that, you know, they may be going through. Like, there's a lot of women that have gone through the same thing as you know, you may be going through. And I just always hear hope at the end of all the stories. And that's what it really sounds like for you, regardless if you get married or not. You know, there's like really hope.
Right.
And just staying focused on that thing that you really, really want. And you kind of feel like it's out of your grasp. So I think that's just, I don't know, just from what you said and just, you know, being consistent and really creating a schedule that works, but then also having like a really positive attitude. And that's what I love about you. You're so positive. Like when I'm with you, like,
well,
I feel
thank you
positive
so much
about things. So, and I know that's part
you.
Of your message, right? So.
That's right. It is part of my message. And you know, it's about, you know, making a little change. I used to, my kids will never let me forget that when they were very, very little, I did go to the grocery store in those pajama pants. I don't know, they were really big back then. And since then, I have never done it again. And, you know, you really do feel good if you just put on like a night, even if you are going to be dressed down, if you just put on something like, you know, that's okay to be out in public with, a nice sweatsuit, you know, leggings are so huge right now. It's so easy to look cute when you go out. So I kind of learned that lesson because I guess I made an impact on my girls when they were very, very little. And, you know, when they're joking around, they'll bring it up. And I haven't done it, I swear, in like 25 years at least. So, but you feel good when you go out and, you know, you look a little nicer or, you know, you dress for you. It makes you feel good if you did something special, like, you know, just put on a cute outfit or, you know, a cute pair of leggings, a nice sweater. You know, you feel good. So it's all about doing something
definitely.
For you as well as your kids.
Yeah, definitely. Well, one other question I have for you is, how does someone go from being an engineer to a fashion image consultant? Like, I know that it was a transition, but how the heck did that happen?
Right. A lot of people ask me that. And, you know, I really see everything through my engineering filter. You know, to me, you know, I loved my engineering career, but I was ready to do something, you know, on my own and go back to the roots that I had for loving image and fashion. And to me, I see it through my engineering filter, meaning when I work with people on dressing for their body type, I really just see a bunch of geometric shapes. You know, the 8 different body types. There's round ones, there's rectangle ones, there's the inverted triangle. You know, it's all about just putting the shapes together. And, you know, with the makeup and the colors that look best on people, it's all about shading and just how different colors blend together, you know, in the color spectrum. So it was an easy transition for me. A lot of people think it would be a hard transition, but I kind of see my fashion and makeup and color and image world through that engineering filter. So to me, it's a bunch of shapes and shades.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay. Yeah.
And then frequencies.
I
so,
totally
you know,
that.
we'll talk a little bit later about my event, but frequencies. And so I do target a lot of tech companies to go and speak at because I speak their lingo. But, you know, if you're talking about being in a good mood, you know, a lot of self-help books now, they're talking about, you know, we live in the world of the law of attraction, and it's all about what you think about, you bring about. Well, I like to say it's about the energy you put out is what you attract back to you. So again, that's, you know, frequency and vibrations, they're engineering terms, but, you know, if you're positive and you smile and you, you know, own your space, you're putting out vibrations at a very high frequency, and that's how you attract other people and positive people into your life. So again, that's another crossover to the engineering side.
That's good. I really do believe in that, like really good energy will bring up on, you know, really good, good people and, you know, just the things that you want in your life. So I really do believe in that. So that's really good that you really go into the depths of really understanding like kind of how that works, right? Like there, you know, there's something more behind it and you have more of the logics behind it. So that's really good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I know you mentioned your event. I don't know if you want to talk about that right now, or maybe we can still keep going with a few more questions. What do you
Oh, absolutely.
Do you
Let's
think?
Do a few more questions. That sounds fun.
Okay. Well, I know that I've had a few people that have come to me and, you know, they're in, I wouldn't say a career because they really are in a job because they're just not fulfilled at all. Like, do you have any tips or advice for those that, you know, are wanting to change careers, like especially, you know, our moms because they have the kids and they have the bills. what tips or advice do you have for them?
Absolutely. And I will have a book coming out next year. It's called From Engineer to Entrepreneur, Life After Corporate America. And it's actually five strategies in my 12 steps for going from employee to entrepreneur or engineer to entrepreneur. And, you know, it really is about following your heart. I worked for many, many years in the corporate side, and I never tell anyone to go and quit their job and follow their dreams, because that is not realistic, especially if you are a single mom or you're a sole supporter. But, you know, really just do what you like in your spare time and follow your heart, follow your passions, you know, grow your toolbox so that when the time or the opportunity comes, you can make that change. So as an example of that would be, I was an electrical engineer for 25 years. You know, I worked a lot. There were a lot of stresses involved with that. But in my spare time, if I had any, I did a few different MLMs, the making MLMs. I rep a vegan line of handbags. And depending on my workload and if I traveled, I did those as my choices in my spare time. And I tried to, you know, if I had time to read a book or to watch a movie or, you know, go to a workshop, it would be in something that I had aspired to eventually do full time. And I remember I started that around maybe 12 or 13 years into my 25-year career. And if I hadn't started, I'd still be there today, not following my dream. So I guess my big tip is just that. You need to follow your heart, but don't give up your day job until you absolutely, positively can make that change. But do everything you can to grow your toolbox, to, you know, become an expert, get your resources all lined up so when you have the opportunity, you can make that change.
Yeah, that's really good. I like that. Thank you for sharing that with everybody.
You're welcome. And I'm so glad I did. I mean, I'm just so glad I did. So,
yeah.
Fingers hope.
Yeah, no, definitely. We do have to be realistic about it. So I think that's really huge, too. So it's not like, okay, you know, go have like this huge leap of faith and then, you know, expect just expect that it's going to all work out, you know, overnight,
right,
which it doesn't. It takes time. So I think that's really huge too, is just be patient. As
yes,
much as you,
absolutely.
You
be
want
patient.
Things to happen overnight. It may not happen,
yeah.
Right?
Yes.
This is another thing that I definitely am interested in, is we have so many busy moms, regardless if you work or you're a stay-at-home mom. We're busy. There's no doubt about it. So, like, what products or services do you have for busy moms? So, meaning all moms, basically.
All moms. Okay, so I recently got asked to consult for a local clothes mentor. I don't know if anyone's ever heard of them, but I consult at the Arlington Heights Clothes Mentor. And, oh, my gosh, what an amazing resource for just women in general, moms, business owners, speakers. And so you can actually go over there and you can get designer clothing and shoes and boots at a fraction of the cost. And so I highly recommend that to people. They can call me up. I can meet them over at the Arlington Heights store and do some complimentary putting wardrobes together. Can also, you know, get four or five girlfriends together and we can do a style party. But I know when I was beginning to work, I tried to stay current on the current fashions, and it's really hard. So if you go to a place like that, it's easy to see what's up to date because they only accept current items, longer than 2 years old. Great resource for women. And I've gotten just some great boots and some great dresses and leggings and for pennies on the dollar. So that's a great resource for people. Another great resource I have is the Jewel handbags. it's a way, it's a faux leather bag, so it's a vegan line of bags. And I actually have a pop-up boutique where I go to offices or women's businesses, and I help them get stylishly organized with pockets and pouches to help them with that. And then I kind of tie it all together under my own image company, which is called Transformation, as you mentioned in the beginning. And it doesn't matter whether you're remote or local. I have the traditional image consulting where I can do closet audits about having a closet full of clothes. It's about having a closet full of clothes that are the right colors and the right shapes for you. And, you know, whether you just had a baby or you're in transition because you're losing weight, or you're in the other type of transition where maybe you got a promotion or you're going back to work, those are all types of transition where you would need to probably change something in your wardrobe to fit your new environment. And I offer that type of consulting as well.
That's really good.
All things image. So.
Well, all of it, I didn't even know that they had this Arlington Heights location. I didn't know they had that. And I think that's really cool that they keep current, you know, that they don't take anything 2 years old. That's huge.
And you can sell your clothes there, too. So you can sell your clothes, get cash on the spot. They'll assess them. And, you know, if you give my number out afterwards, absolutely, please call me. I would love to meet you over there, and we can have just some fun playing with the different fashions, or dress you up for the holidays, or dress you up for your family get-togethers. It'll be very fun.
Yeah, especially because the holidays are coming, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's Eve, right? The different parties, the holiday parties
at
work. It's huge.
Beautiful dresses for $18. I mean, they are just gorgeous dress clothes or casual clothes. This one's located at 862 West Dundee Road in Arlington Heights.
Sounds like full-time mom's going to put this in combination with a mom's night out. That's what I hear coming up soon.
That would be so fun.
Yes, it would be. And then just for those that are on the mommy board, I think that would be a lot of fun for them too, to have as a mommy board meeting. We can do something where it's just really fun, right? Because we have some amazing mommy board members, so I think they would have
great.
A lot of fun with that too.
Yeah, yeah, come on up north, and it's from petite to 3X. So petite,
yeah.
Extra small to 3X is the size range. So, I mean, we have something for everybody.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. And I've seen your handbags. They're amazing. And they definitely do organize. So I definitely agree with you. Like, I'm right
there.
Thank
you. And wipe them off
yeah.
when you're done. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's really, really great. So, well, we have a little bit, we have like probably about 20 minutes left
okay.
on the show. And I really want you to just... there's this event coming up on Wednesday, and I unfortunately will not be able to make it, but there will be someone for full-time mom there. And
yay!
I'm super excited because regardless, when you have a team, just for those that are, you know, in that transition and just trying to figure out, like, okay, I have this business, you know, I can't be at the same place at all times. Like, building a team is so, so important. So, I'm super excited about your event, regardless of the, you know, that I can't be there. But tell us about it. So excited for you.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And thank you for generously donating a radio interview. I know the people are going to be super excited, whoever wins that. So my whole career, I've noticed that, you know, being in business, I've been in business for a long time. I've been solely an entrepreneur since April of 11. And it's all about your total image. And I noticed there was a niche market for combining your business image with your personal image. So I've actually started a foundation called B2B Vibrations. And my whole goal is to highlight, collaborate with, and promote anyone in the image business. So if you have anyone in your full-time mom membership that would like more information, it's all about combining your business and your personal image so it's in alignment and you put your best image forward. And my tagline is, are you ready to elevate your image and elevate your paycheck? So 4 times a year when the seasons change, I'll be doing an event. Our first one is this Wednesday from 5 to 9. It's at Smith Street Station in Palatine, right by the train. And we're going to have 2 panels, a business panel and a personal image panel. And it's subject matter experts with cutting-edge information. And you know from all my events that I'm adamant about people promoting themselves and making new connections. I'm a huge networker, you know, and that's, I spend 90% of my time networking. And so networking is very important to me. So this is not a networking group, it's an image group, but there's a networking component to it also. So in between the panels at the very beginning, there's open networking, and it's a chance for people to really learn what's out there to step it up. So we have experts on websites, on business cards, on what your logo should look like. And then for your personal image, you know, what your hair, your makeup, your clothing. But are you branded? Let's say you're a business owner. Let's say you are the owner of the business, or you're one of the employees or one of the partners and you're doing trade shows, or you're out there promoting your business. Is your image in alignment with your company's messaging? And that goes great for people that work at banks. It goes for people, you know, even full-time mom. When you do your full-time mom expo, I'm sure you'll have some sort of shirt or something that has your logo and your colors on it. So this event is bringing business and image. It's the personal and the business image together under one roof. And it is a membership also. You can also have a membership in it. And there's 4 events per year. Our next one's going to be in Baltimore, the 25th of February. So it's a chance to go to different cities and meet different people. We'll be back in Chicago at least one more time, and most likely in Denver.
Oh, nice. Okay.
But there still is an opportunity you can post the link for people to register for this event on Wednesday. And I have a fantastic MC, Patsy Anderson, coming in from Baltimore. She'll be facilitating the panels and emceeing the event. So it's just
Patsy's
everything
amazing.
Image. Yes, Patsy's amazing, and it's everything image. So, you know, who do you know that wants to look more put together or stay on top of the trends and get it all together and have some fun and make some new connections at the same time?
Yeah, definitely. Well, that's exciting. I'm really happy that already you're like, it's going to be in Baltimore and then Denver, and just how, you know, you're really expanding with us. I'm really excited for you with the events, and I already know, like, you're super, super successful and just really, you know, your stuff when it comes to the consulting image and transformation. So I'm really excited for you. Definitely total recommend, totally full-time mom approved event. So definitely check it out.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. What I will do is by tonight, I have a blog where it just kind of highlights everything that we discussed. And then I'll have a link there where to find you, how to, you know, sign up for your event. I also have just a few highlights of, you know, just the resources that you provide and then where they can find
you.
It as well. And
thank you so much. It'll be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, no, totally. And definitely see us in the future. I'm definitely going to be collaborating with Phyllis in the near future, just with what she's up to. And I think it's really great that all moms really get really grounded just within themselves, but then really have like the confidence that they're seeking, even if it's just putting a little bit of lipstick on before you leave the house and putting on a pair of jeans instead of the sweats, or whatever it is,
right?
And you totally, you know, really get down to the core of, you know, really, I'm not any, like, expert in this, but I mean, just from what I've heard you say and, you know, taking on a few things, I have definitely, it's definitely improved myself. So, you know, you put little things on Facebook and I'll follow it. I'm like, oh, I should try that. So it does help.
Mm-hmm.
So is there anything else that you'd like to just share or anything else? I mean, you went through so much already, so...
No, I think that's about it. I'm really looking forward to partnering with Full-Time Mom because, you know, I'm a mom at heart and, you know, I'm a mom. I'm always a mom, whether my kids are home or not, or they've moved out or they're in college, you know, my heart is always with, you know, being a mom and hopefully a grandma soon and, you know, be fun.
Definitely. I know,
I
can't even see you as a grandma, though, so like, you look so young.
Yeah, that's all in the makeup and skincare, so, yeah. We can enhance anything these days with technology. And, you know, that's another one of my taglines, enhancing, you know, it's all about minimizing your liabilities and maximizing your best features. So that's another one of my
great
taglines.
Hide
it or highlight it.
That's a good one. I like that one too. Very cool. Well, what I'll do is send me the links, and you know what? I will also go ahead and just give away. We have a mom's night out coming up, and I will give away a ticket to that as well for your raffle.
Oh, yay. Okay.
Yeah, so definitely.
And I don't have any callers in today. Do you think anyone will call in?
There is nobody thus far. I've had a lot of on-demand listeners, so a lot of people listen, you know, in the evening.
Great.
If there is anybody that wants to call in, I'll give it about 2 minutes, 602-753-1726. Again, the number is 6753-1726. We'll just wait a little bit and see if anybody calls in and asks, I mean, literally any question possible about your image or transition or transformation or whatever it is, please give us a call so that we can go ahead and ask Phyllis any questions you may have.
Great.
So what we'll do is, how did you find out about this Arlington Heights place? I think that's really fun.
It's Clothes Men or Arlington Heights. They can give me a call if they like. My phone number is 847-910-6039, and they can just say they're interested in setting up an appointment.
Okay.
Complimentary style assessment at the Clothes Mentor in Arlington Heights, and I can meet them over there. I can also set up, you know, your parties, you know, four or more. So you can have a girls' night out or a mom's night out. I would love to do that with Full-Time Mom. I think that would be fantastic because I know a ton of moms I'd love to introduce you to in my area.
Yeah, I think that'd be a lot of fun. Are they new or how did you hear about them? Because like you said, you're a huge networker. So, that's amazing. I think it's so much fun just to know that they're not any more than 2 years old, like the clothes. So you know that you're getting like...
Oh, it's absolutely. It's fantastic. My good friend Karen, who's also on the panel, Karen McNabb is on the panel on Wednesday night. She was over there inquiring about their girls' night out, about participating in that, and it turned into me getting hired as a consultant there. So just kind of a funny story.
Okay.
But... it's fantastic. They've only been open since June. Their grand opening was in July. There are a bunch of different clothes menders. This is the only one that the owner, Karen Kapitsky, owns. And it's just a huge store, very classy layout. And so I just kind of stumbled upon it, and it was a perfect fit for me because that's what I do all the time. I, you know, work with women and their fashion, so, and their coloring. Just ended up being a great fit. And I just love it over
there.
Totally. So.
And I think it goes back to just what you teach about, like, the vibrations, right? I mean, staying in that.
Right.
In that, and then things will come about. So, you know, just what you're teaching and what you're sharing, I think, is really important, because it's like you're doing it already in your life, and look at what's showing up. So, you know, you may have never even crossed the path of this place, right? And I'm just using it as an example just for all the other things that you're doing. I think it's really important just to stay in that vibration of what you want, and things will just naturally come if it's meant for you to do, right? So I think that's
really
important.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
That was a perfect example. And, you know, people always say you do so many different things. Well, I do things that are all related under my image umbrella. And if it's a good fit, you know, then I'll do it. And this was a perfect fit.
Yeah,
so
totally.
It ties
totally
it all together.
Do this. I think that's perfect. I don't know. It was just when you were sharing that, I was like, oh, that's a really good example of what you're teaching, right? So
right.
That's really, yeah, I think that's really, really great. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to be with us and just share a little bit about who you are. I mean, we went through so much in such a little short amount of time, but I think you touched on some really important things for our listeners. And once again, I'll have the link for her event, which is Wednesday, November 5th from 5 to 9. It is in Palatine. What was the name of the place exactly? I don't want to butcher
the
name.
Train station.
There you go. Okay. And it is right by the train station, you said. And I think the really fun part about it is that there's a business panel and then there's a personal image panel. So you'll get very, like, very, very large opinions and just different ideas and, you know, opinions from other experts. I think that's really fun.
Yeah.
To always hear different perspectives, right?
Yeah.
And then you get to network with amazing women. So I'll have that link up. So if you're very interested in it, you know, go ahead and sign up for that. And, yeah, just thank you so much, Phyllis, for your time and just sharing who you are. And you're a go-getter.
Thank you.
Awesome.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Phyllis. Have a good week.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. So just really, really great stuff. You know, I really like putting so much variety into what we talk about on a weekly basis here. And, you know, we haven't really touched much on image. So I thought it was really important that, you know, she just goes through a few things in that aspect. Really, I mean, if it's just to put a little lipstick on or a little mascara on or even, I don't know, put a little pin in your hair, something, you know, where it just gives you a pick-me-up. I think that's really huge that she even went through that. And, you know, we get in such a way that, you know, we forget about those things and we just focus so much on our kids, making sure that they have everything, that we forget about ourselves. So, again, and then I heard a lot of time management. So we've talked about that in previous conversations and just really, you know, on a weekly basis, get down to the niche of like, okay, what's happening? How can I put it into a range of time, not maybe an exact time? So if you don't fulfill on that time, it doesn't really disempower you, but and you get all stressed about it. And really just look at it like, okay, well, you know, between this time and this time, this is happening. So I think that's really important as well. And, you know, really standing in the vibration. So if you're a very spiritual person like I am, like really standing in alignment with the center of it, right? You know, I look at it as if I really stand in what the promises of God are, you know, is saying that I am, then I'm seeing that energy and positive things are just overflowing, you know, and blessings and just all that. So however you spiritually get connected and meditate, you know, I really invite you to do that as well. And like I said, Phyllis is really great at just, you know, consulting and just really giving you that guidance. So I really definitely, you know, look into, you know, just doing a free consultation with her and checking out her event and the people that, you know, she's really involved with. And Patsy Anderson's amazing. She's coming in from Baltimore and she'll she'll be doing that. And I think it's just a really great connection. So, like I said, I'll have everything on the mommy blog section on fulltimemom.org. Again, sign up for a newsletter there too, and you'll get all the updates of everybody that's on the shows and just all the good stuff. And thank you again just for listening and just having so much fun with just meeting new experts that are just anything to help us, right, moms? Like, really. So have a wonderful week. Really, you know, just, I know it's getting cold out there and just, you know, I love my little slippers and my robes and just all like the warm stuff. So get cozy. Just, you know, get ready for things that are, you know, Christmas is coming up and Thanksgiving, and we'll have some really great tips on that. Definitely want to get someone in as a food expert because I think of Thanksgiving and my mouth just watered. I cannot wait. Especially being 7 months pregnant, everything is so good to me. So I really just thank you for listening every week to us and just taking the time out of your evenings to listen to us as well if you are not able to listen to us at noon. So once again, you've been listening to PWN Radio, Women in the Morning. I hope you've enjoyed today's program, enjoyed Phyllis and everything that she's up to. And again, this is Mommy Mondays, the full-time mom. Don't forget to listen to our next show. Visit us at pwnradio.net. And I am Francielli Daly. Have a wonderful, 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 blessed day. I'll talk to you guys all soon. Thanks again. Bye-bye.